Hey friends, thank you so much for tuning in to today's broadcast. You know, we're fully listener supported, which means that we can't do the work that we're doing unless we have your support. Please pray about becoming a monthly partner to this ministry. We are affecting the lives of many people by the grace of God. And in order for us to expand or even to stay doing what we're doing, we need your help. Thank you so much for prayerfully considering to become a partner. We truly appreciate you and bless you in Jesus' name. Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. I've got an exciting guest today. His name is Pastor Shannon Williams. Let me read a little bit about his story. He's a native North Carolinian, which I'm actually going to be at his church in just a few weeks. He's the founder and senior pastor of an amazing church called Finish Line Christian Center. It's in Mount Holly, North Carolina. And he has a gift of expounding the scriptures and finding the connections that are beneficial for the body of Christ. Boy, do we need this right now, Pastor Shannon. And he and his wife, Nancy, live in North Carolina. He's got two amazing children. And we're going to get into his new book today, which is called Revelation Unlocked. And you can find it on Amazon or other places where books are sold. Revelation Unlocked. Pastor Shannon, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, thank you so much, Pastor. It is so good to be on here with you today. Thank you.
Well, man, I'm excited to have you because you sent me a copy of the book and it's actually at my office right now, but I started reading it and I said, oh my gosh, I got to have this guy on the show because first of all, we're tracking and that's always a blessing for me when I see somebody else that's getting some of the same revelations, but you really took on the book of Revelation, which a lot of people are afraid to do because it's a complicated book. It's a prophetic book. I know when I've taught series on Revelation, you know, people are like, oh boy, here we go. So why don't you just tell us, first of all, how did you even get started writing the book and getting on this journey?
Well, you know what? We started on this journey 5 years ago. I started to write another book. I wanted to write a book about seeds. Jesus spoke a lot about seeds and yes. He would teach about seeds, sowing seeds, what they were. So we did a series at our church and it was so phenomenal. There was so much feedback. I said, let's do this. So right. I sat down to write the book about seeds and the book of Revelation started coming out. So I had to pause. I said, Lord, what are you doing? I am not the Revelation guy. I had been the guy that avoided Revelation because there were parts that were so mysterious and it just seemed so vague and stuff that just outside, when you don't have all the pieces to the puzzle,
I get it.
It's kind of hard to unleash it.
And people argue over the book of Revelation and there's like, you know, all this different, you know, theologies and views. So it's a difficult book as a pastor.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I just got in touch with a pastor called me and he said, I'm ordering more of your books. I've been reading your book. Thank you. This book has given me confidence to actually dive into Revelation. And now I'm getting ready to start a series at my church.
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit truly is the one who said, here, let's do this.
Right.
And it's meant, you know, the Bible said that this is a revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And anybody who reads this is going to be blessed. Well, it's so intimidating for people that some people never even get into it, you know? And so this really is called Revelation Unlocked, a key to understanding the last days.
Yeah.
This is a book to help unlock the truths and mysteries. So you don't have to be a Bible scholar. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be somebody that went to Bible college for many, many years.
Right.
You can just love God and want to learn more. And this book is just to simplify some of these things so you can read it. And I always push people to the Word of God. After every chapter of the book, I tell people, please pray, seek the Holy Spirit, and go read the first chapter in Revelation after you finish my first chapter. So the 22 chapters in my book go with the 22 chapters of Revelation. And it's meant to help expand the knowledge. So we know how to live our lives in the world that we live in. We don't want to be ignorant.
Yeah, very wise. Well, I mean, especially with all the, you know, false doctrine, you know, there's false prophets. There's, as the Bible said, all these things would happen. We're watching these things happen. So why don't you kind of expound upon a little bit more some of the things that God showed you as you're writing the book about the times that we're in?
Absolutely. I'd love to. The first part of the book, you know, Jesus himself is actually speaking to the churches. He says that the churches are the golden candlesticks. They're meant to bring light. That's what every church should be, as a light giver, a light in their community. And not only that, but he said, I hold the stars, those stars, there's seven stars, and those are the pastors. He said, I hold them in my right hand and I walk in the midst of the churches. So the Lord's, he's been showing me that he loves his pastors. He loves his church. and he has not given up on the church. Now, yes. You've got seven churches in the first four chapters, or actually first three right. chapters of the book. Now, he has a letter to each church. He says, send it to the churches. And there's something in every church that he says, I know your works. Right. The church has to do some work. You know, we're saved by grace through faith, but to what end?
Right.
And so he says, you've done these things well, but here's the things I have against you. And he ministers and he tells them how to correct it, how to fix it. You know, the Ephesus lost their first love.
Right.
And he says, go and repent. You know, do your first works over again. Smyrna, they were the persecuted church. And he said, you guys hold fast to that faith that you have. Pergamos, that church, they were in a tough spot because they dwelled in Satan's seat. They lived in an area that was demonically possessed everywhere. And they allowed the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans to come upon them.
Yes.
One, the doctrine of Balaam is compromise and immorality. And the doctrine of Nicolaitans is do what you want, live how you want, and indulge in what everything that
you want. Let me stop you there for a second, because I pastored in Hollywood. I don't know if you know that. For, you know, 17 years, we were out there in L.A. And so I saw a lot of this. In fact, I felt like sometimes I was like an island. You know, there was like, there was a remnant, praise God, but there was a lot of compromise. A lot of churches were willing to compromise. They had kind of taken on, you know, the elements of the area. You know, they had taken on, you know, the behaviors of Hollywood, which, you know, and watered down the gospel. In fact, I even had pastors tell me we don't preach the full Bible because if we did, we'd lose half our congregation, you know, and I'd look at them and be like, what do you mean? Like, that's so bizarre. You have to, like, how are you not, you know? And so we kind of get into these conversations. A lot of those people, by the way, are not pastoring anymore because, you know, that's just what happened is the Lord took them out of the ministry because they weren't willing to stand for the truth. But can you kind of go a little bit further in on that? And what, so these types of churches, we're seeing them in Western culture. We're seeing them in America. The scripture confronts this and it says, you got to repent. You got to turn from this. What would you say about that?
You know, every time that a church needs correction, he says, I correct those I love. That's what Jesus said. If you, if I'm correcting you, that's because I love you.
Right.
And so he's given the churches a chance to repent and turn. You know, all there's many truths about each church. Sardis church pops out to me because it says they have a name that is alive, but they are dead.
Yes, so, the dead
they
church.
Got this name that's like, this is the church. This should have power. It should have conviction. It should have the authority of Christ. But really, the church is just dead. And then you find your way down to the seventh church age, which we're in now, Laodicea.
Right.
Laodicean church. They, you know, I was reading today, and the only thing they have good today about Laodicean church that Jesus said was, if you overcome, then basically I'm going to make you a pillar. And you're going to stand and you're going to hold that. But everything else he saw, lukewarmness, they're neither hot nor cold. Where they went wrong is where I believe the church is today. They say that I am rich and I have need of nothing.
There you go.
And so when a church says, you know what? I don't need you, God. We don't need the Holy Spirit. We don't need that doctrine. We don't need the true Bible. We don't even need to quote scripture in our services. You know, we're just going to give this easy feel. And so this watered down, sugared up gospel has created a church of compromise.
Yes.
And Jesus has one remedy, and that's repent.
Repent.
Get right.
That's right. And repentance has been like a bad word in the church in a lot of places. I mean, people don't want to talk about repentance, you know, so it's like the one thing he said for us to do. They don't want to talk about, you know, this is I've always studied this. In fact, the Lord's really had the seven churches on my heart. I'm so glad you're talking about this. And there's this church, the Church of Philadelphia. Why don't you explain the Church of Philadelphia?
Philadelphia. Do you know, actually re-looking at this, they are the only church that actually does not have a rebuke. They're the only, they held fast. They kept the word. The Bible says they kept the word with patience and they did not deny my name. Now,
that's right.
If you hear Jesus speaking this, you kept the faith with patience. You did not deny my name. Come on. That's the fight of faith right there. When confronted with sin, confronted with culture, you know, you're a pastor. You can't say that. You can't speak that. That's hate speech.
Right, right.
You know, we should say, I cannot deny the name of Jesus and what that stands for.
Mm.
And you know what? Being unpopular in culture is the call of God for the pastors, churches, and leaders today. And we need pastors with backbones that are willing to stand up and help, just like you, Pastor Todd, raise that remnant up. Yes. You know, I love the name of your church. And I love that because we do have a remnant. There are people who are not sold out to the world who still believe and have faith and stand for that. And so, you know, Philadelphia is a great example of where the church truly needs to run into. We, no matter what, you can do whatever you want. We're not going to bow our knee to a false God.
The empowered church. Yes. Amen. And he's connecting his remnant in this hour, which that is encouraging to me. And this is a good conversation, man. I want to get into the Antichrist, because I know you covered the Antichrist in the book. This is an area a lot of people ask me questions, Pastor Shannon. They say, is he here? What's going on? You know, what revelation have you on this subject?
I believe already there is an Antichrist spirit that has been released.
Yes.
Whether the Antichrist is alive right now today or not is still a mystery. We don't really know. But I can tell you, if you're awake and you're a Christian man or a woman and you pay attention, you know that the Antichrist spirit has flooded the earth.
Yes.
And so this is the precursor to the Antichrist. John the Baptist came in preaching the kingdom of God before Jesus came, and the Antichrist is going to release his spirit before he shows up. And so there's always indications of that. It's moral compromise. It's the gospel of self-love, self-exaltation, which we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Anything goes. They take scriptures, twist the scriptures. If the only thing you preach is God is love and don't judge me, then you don't really have a good biblical foundation.
That's right.
And so the church has allowed the LGBTQ plus, we call them the alphabet gang, the alphabet gang come in and pretty much dictate and what is going on. And also one thing I forgot to talk about with the Laodicean church, the word laos means people, and the other root word decia, which is decay, it stands for the people rule. But actually, when I went and did further study on those words, it actually means, and it's going to blow your mind because this blew my mind, it actually means the public rules.
Wow.
And so my,
it's like the mob.
I fell back in my chair and I said, my God, this isn't just the people, the deacons, the congregation telling the churches, well, this is what we got to have.
Right.
This is the outside world, the public and popular opinion saying, you know what? You can't preach that. You're not going to do that. Wow. And so that church is so compromised. And so that's why we need good pastors. That's why we need good leaders. That's why we need the gospel. And that's why we need people with backbones to stand up. Because the only thing that you can do when an Antichrist church rises up, which it will, the whore of Babylon is going to ride the back of this beast all the way in, compromising with the universalist doctrine. Anything goes. You know what we need to combat that? We need a real church.
Yes, we do.
Real signs and wonders. Real miracles, real deliverance,
come on,
real healing in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And that's what we got to have. Men and women who say, I'm not afraid of the deacon board. I'm not afraid of the church congregants. I, just like in the book of Revelation, the Lord spoke by the Spirit to his pastors.
That's right.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church.
Oh, that's right.
Hallelujah.
Get me fired up, man. Hey, this is going to be good when we're together in North Carolina in a few weeks, man. I already sense it in the spirit, man, because this is the message. Those who listen to the broadcast, they know we've been talking about these exact things, not compromising holiness, purity, righteousness, repentance, the blood of Jesus, the cross of Calvary, preaching the entirety of the word of God. These are so important. And, you know, in the book of Revelation, it talks about, you mentioned the whore of Babylon. A lot of people have said, is America Babylon the Great? What did you find as you were studying in that?
I actually have 6 or 7 points in my book, and I've actually been following you for a little bit, and I want you to say, I really enjoy what you have to say about Babylon, because I believe Babylon is America. And yes. I give reasons in the book why I believe it. Now, you know, if somebody says, well, I don't believe that, you know, that we can still be friends and we can still worship together.
Right.
But, you know, it says that the great Babylon makes the entire world drunk on her fornication.
There you go. Exactly.
You know, what other nation influences the world with its debauchery, right. you know, pornography industry, all of that stuff. Like, we lead the way for immorality for the entire world. Yeah. If it feels good, do it. Another one is it will make the world rich. Mm. The merchants of the world will mourn when this great Babylon falls. I believe that's America. We are a nation of consumers. Now, I want to say this about the Babylon. I don't believe it is the America we see today. Mm. I do believe it is a much different America down the road, an America where all of the saints have been removed. Wow. Poured out. So it is a habitation. This is one of the things the Bible says. It becomes a habitation of demons. Mm-hmm. And yep. It says becomes habitation of demons, which means it wasn't always like that.
Right.
America was not founded to be a place of the demonic. It was meant to be a place where God's name is great. God's name is exalted. That's so right. I 100% believe that America is Babylon the Great. Yeah. And I believe it's going to mesh with everything else, especially the United Nations. The church needs to wake up to the, I want to say, a warning of the United Nations. It is not a good organization and is not going to be friendly to the church, because no. The whore of Babylon, along with the beast and the Antichrist, the Bible says they make war with the saints.
That's right.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. They're coming for the church and they're coming for the people. That's why we got to stand up while we have a voice.
That's right. So true. You know, the other day I was posting, somebody asked me a question on the radio show, and we respond to questions that listeners pose. And so one of them was about the Nephilim, you know, and if they're real, what the Bible says about it. So I literally, Pastor Shannon, was answering. I wanted to be so careful. So I was just quoting scripture and kind of giving an explanation from a, you know, Torah standpoint or from a biblical standpoint, so that, you know, no one would fact check me. I still got fact checked and my page got a demerit. And I reached out to the, they call it creator support or whatever, you know, at Meta. And I said, this is right from the Bible. And I was talking with this woman back and forth. She said, I'm sorry, it's false. So this is where we're at. I want folks to understand. I'm a pastor that's coming from the Bible in the book of Genesis. Didn't expound on it, really. I just kept it very vague and just explained from a biblical standpoint. And to your point, the Antichrist spirit said, no, this is false. This is where we're headed, folks. And I want you to understand this. If you're talking about these things publicly, you will experience censorship. You will see the persecution uptick. That's what we've experienced, Pastor Shannon, over the last couple of years, unlike anything I've seen in 20 plus years of ministry. And so, to your point, there's a rise in the spirit of Antichrist. It's expanding. Sure. And that talks about the lateness of the hour. Now, I had Rick Renner on the other day, and he was saying, I said, Rick, do you think we're in the end times? He said, I think we're in the end of the end times. In other words, the end of the birth pangs. Where do you think we are in the prophetic timeline?
I believe that there is going to be one last opportunity for the church to repent, come back to the Lord before he's through with the church age. Mm-hmm. I do believe that there is going to be a time where the grace of God is going to be shortened. I believe he's going to say, all right, I've given the church as much time as I can in order to get it right. But truly, after chapter 4, you talk about 5 and 6, that's when the judgments start to come, and it's going to be poured out. And if there's ever a moment for you to get your heart right with God, let me implore you today, get your heart right with God. Stop making excuses. I was church hurt 20 years ago, right. 30 years ago. Listen, God didn't hurt you. Don't blame him. Forgive those people and reconnect with God, because you do not want to miss when God calls everyone home, when the rapture takes place. It's going to come. So we are in this final push, yes. I believe, in this final hour, where I believe we can have the greatest revival, Pastor Todd, that we've ever seen. And what I would want to call, you know, the last great awakening.
Yes. Amen to that. I mean, again, tracking, this is what we feel. One more round. The end is not yet, but it's very close. We're getting there. God is giving us more time for the harvest of souls. That's what it's about, souls. And we have to make it about souls. It's got to be about kingdom business. It's not about our name on a flyer or lights or, you know, a ministry. It's about us doing the work of the kingdom, waking up every day and seeing, how can I be about the business of your kingdom today, Lord? What can I do to be in line with your spirit? How can I be used by you? And you're right. We can't be messing around. This is not a time to mess around. This is an urgent hour. There's an urgency in those that are in what we call the remnant, the body of Christ, the ecclesia. We have an urgency in our spirit. We see what's going on in the world. We see the evil and the wickedness and all the things that they're pushing right now. And we know this is a sign of the lateness of the hour. Before we go, we got about 5 minutes left here. What's your biggest revelation in writing this book? Something that maybe you didn't know before and God showed you during this time.
I have to say that it all comes down to this one thing. If I have to say, all right, this was the biggest thing that blew my mind as I was writing this book. As I was researching, the Bible says that the Antichrist will show up. Basically, he has a mark. He is going to be marking people. It's called the mark of the beast.
Yep.
His mark has a number as well. And we know that number in the Bible tells us, it says the number is 666.
Right.
So I don't even, Pastor Todd, I don't even know how I came across this, but I said, let me research about this number. I need to look into this number. Lo and behold, there is a word that is the root word of that number. And I said, that number has a root word.
Wow.
Wow, this is amazing. Let me find out what that root word means. The root word of the number 666 is the word stigma. So the word stigma means here. Listen to this. I can't make this up. To stick, to prick. It's a mark incised or punched for recognition of ownership.
Wow, man.
Do you know what they use to implant the medical device they use to implant chips into people? It's called an incisor. So he says to stick, to prick, a mark incised or punched for recognition of ownership. So just like you would take something you own, let's say you have this. I have a book here. This is the Revelation Unlocked.
Right.
Open it up. And I'm going to write my name at the top. That way people can say, who's this book belong to? Oh,
right.
This is his book.
Right.
This is Shannon Williams' book over here.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, in the same way, the mark of the beast is going to come. And anybody that takes this mark, you are now owned by the Antichrist. You are no longer your own. Your soul has been transferred ownership to Satan. And after that, anybody, I'm warning you, do not take the mark. Do not take the mark. You say, what does it look like? A quick Google search. You can do it on your own. Google patent number 666.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, Microsoft Corporation owns a patent 060606. And do you know what it says? It says that it's a chip that will track your body, your heart rate, your health, all of this stuff. So you can be rewarded on that chip with what? Cryptocurrency.
Yep. And so that's what they're rolling up. Out the CDBCs, which are the central bank digital currency. This is all happening. The FedNow app, all this stuff you can look up. It's all happening right now. You know, the Fauci Ouchie has something in it. Luciferese. I mean, all these weird connections and you know, alone they're just weird, but then you put them all together and you see there's a much greater agenda, and it's coming down the pike pretty quick here. So to your point, yes, Pastor, we got to get this book Revelation Unlocked, because this book is going to really show you. I was reading through it. I mean, it really expounds upon a lot of questions. I get a lot of questions. I talk about the end times a lot, as you know. And so this really answers a lot of those questions. Now, of course, you know, we don't know 100% like when God's going to come back, you know, when Jesus is going to come back for his church. We don't know the hour. We don't know the day. You know, there's a lot of different arguments from a theological standpoint. But ultimately, just to know these things, like not to take the mark, you know, I think they're building the infrastructure right now for this, Pastor Shannon. Would you
come
agree
on,
with that?
Come on.
Yeah.
1,000%. And this is what I know about what, you know, they call themselves elites. I just want to say the immorals is what I want to say.
That's exactly
the people
right.
that want to run the things. What they do is they show you what they're doing.
Yeah.
They reveal it through different technologies and what they say hidden in all of the stuff. Klaus Schwab even says it in his book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution. Yeah, we want to combine human and biological and
transhumanism.
So they say all these things. And so it's your fault if you don't pick up the pieces and put them together. That's how they believe. So that's one of the reasons why this book was born out of a 5-year labor to put this together, so anybody can read and understand Revelation, because it is so important, Pastor Todd, for people to know what's coming so they can prepare and get ready.
Yes. Yes, God is raising up a remnant in this hour, and he's putting a message in the hearts of those that are willing to show up and say yes to the Lord. And Pastor Shannon is one of these pastors that God has brought along my path. And, you know, we've spoken a couple different conferences, things like that. But I knew right from the start through discernment, I said, this guy's tracking. And then I read the book. I said, okay, here we go. So it's going to be good. We're going to be out there in a few weeks in August. I think it's what, the 12th or 13th that weekend.
Yes,
out there at Finish Line Church. And listen, man, this book is amazing. Revelation Unlocked by Pastor Shannon Williams. It's available on Amazon. We'll put the link in the description below. Pastor Shannon, before we go, can you just pray for the folks right now?
Absolutely. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, anybody that's watching with us now, Father, I pray you seal them by your Spirit. Lord, you would cover them by your blood. And yes, I pray, Father, that you would give them a revelation of you, God, not of man, but of you, that will lead them into all truth. The Holy Spirit opening the eyes of the blind, yes, and helping us, God, to walk in our calling. What should we do, Lord, while all of these things are happening? We got to continue to be the church. We got to continue to be the body of Christ, and we got to go forth. And so help your people today. Lord, if they are bound up, Father, we pray in Jesus' name that they are delivered and every captive is set free. And I thank you, Lord, for the eyes opening to the truth. So no more let this be hidden in the dark. Lord, let your beloved light and the gospel shine and break through those walls. And so you can help every person, God, to come to a relationship with you. That's our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Wow, what a power. We're going to have you back on because I want to unlock some more of this. Too short of a segment today to do it all. But Pastor Shannon Williams, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thank you so much. And I do want to say, we want to have you on our podcast, KTF Podcast.
Would love it.
When you come in town.
Would be honored, my friend. Would absolutely love it. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to being at the church. And we will be back with the Todd Cole Conference.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.